The decision by the energy giant Woodside to shelve its Browse LNG project off Western Australia is a fresh blow to the federal government as it battles to plug budget revenue holes from a fast-fading resources boom. Woodside has put the $50 billion joint venture on hold indefinitely as record low oil and gas prices make projects like Browse unviable. The Resources Minister Josh Frydenberg says the decision, which further evaporates revenue opportunities from corporate tax, is understandable but disappointing. Mr. Frydenberg spoke in Sydney with our business editor, Peter Ryan.
We are disappointed by this decision from Woodside and its joint venture partners to delay the development of the $40 billion plus Browse project, but we understand it's at a time when it's a very challenging energy environment and we've seen dramatic reductions in the price of oil and gas. We also note that Woodside and its joint venture partners have not walked away from the project. They are still committed to its development in due course. As a government, we'll do everything we can to ensure that happens.
Woodside's been hurt by a very low oil price. It's getting back up to around $40 a barrel, but how long do you think Woodside has to wait until it can recommence this project?
Well, the reason why oil prices have come down is a complex combination of supply and demand dynamics, but particularly on the supply side, we've seen major producers like Saudi Arabia increase their production. Iran, having sanctions lifted, has now come onto the market producing nearly 3 million barrels a day, with an expected million barrels coming from Iran. And the United States has been the scene of a major revolution in shale oil and gas discovery, which has seen 4.2 million barrels a day come on to the market in just the last 5 years as a result of those technological developments in the United States. So this increased supply has put downward pressure on prices. I don't think we'll be back to $140 barrels of oil anytime soon, but you will see the price go up and down from here on.
What impact could this have on the budget, which is now scheduled for the 3rd of May?
Well, we'll continue to increase our export earnings in energy, particularly because we've now seen these major LNG projects start to come online. And just the other week, I was at the Gorgon project off the coast of Western Australia on Barrow Island, which is Australia's largest ever private sector investment at $70 billion. Its first shipment has now sailed for Asia, and it will be part of an LNG story which will see Australia become the world's largest exporter, overtaking Qatar by 2020. And that will see some $49 billion a year of export earnings from LNG for Australia by 2020, which is a tripling of where we are currently.
So you remain confident that resources is the future for Australia's economy?
I'm very, very upbeat about the future prospects for resources and energy in Australia, largely because we're so innovative. We are leading the world in automation and innovation more generally. Australians may not understand or appreciate that some 60% of the world's mining software is written in Australia. That companies like Rio Tinto and BHP and Fortescue are operating trucks and drilling equipment and trains remotely from Perth, 1,500 kilometres away in the Pilbara. Companies like Woodside are using autonomous underwater vehicles at their LNG facility at Pluto. And this Gorgon project is the largest underwater subsea structure ever built. And the technology and the innovation and the engineering capabilities that Australia has brought to bear will stand it very well into the future.
The budget's been brought forward to the 3rd of May. It's looking like an election on the 2nd of July is possible. Are you in election mode?
Well, the election date is in the hands of the Senate. The Prime Minister has given them an opportunity to pass this important economic legislation with the Registered Organisations Bill and the Australian Building and Construction Commission. It goes right to the heart of productivity in our economy, in job creation and investment. If those bills pass, then we won't be going to a double dissolution. The Prime Minister has made that clear. If the bills don't pass, then July the 2nd will be the DD date.
The Resources Minister, Josh Frydenberg, with our business editor, Peter Ryan.